right, we're back. We're episode back. 15. Can you believe it?
Quince.
What are you, Spanish now? Is that what's happening?
We have some the bilingual listeners out there.
I love it. I love it. So all 15 of the listeners?
Mm-hmm. The only thing they'll understand is the word 15.
That's it. That's it. Well, how about that? No one thought we'd make it past 3, so how about that?
Well, speaking of not thinking we'll make it past something or people making it to something, I didn't think you were going to make it back home from Jamaica.
Man, let me tell you, I had the time of my life. It was our fourth time going there. So I think at this point, I should just go ahead and be a full-fledged Jamaican citizen and apply for it and see what happens. I'll build a nice little Mega McMansion down there.
A Mega McMansion.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Not on the beach. Not on the beach, up in the mountains. It's a whole thing. They say, you know, it's best to build up in the mountains, and then you can just come down to the beach whenever you need to. So, plus, they like to keep the beach for
the tourists
build the resorts and all that good stuff. But we had a fantastic time, and let me tell you, based upon your recommendation, my friend. Based upon your recommendation.
Let's hear it.
We actually did. Mystic Mountain.
No, did you?
Yes.
How awesome was that?
Let me tell you.
That sky ride.
It was so great. The only issue I had was that the sun was blazing. So it was like we were sitting inside the damn sun at that point. And didn't realize it until, of course, after you're on a damn thing. One of the employees was on the... what the hell do you call those things?
Gondola?
Skylift.
Skylift. Like a
chair.
Ski skylift chair.
Yeah. So he was on the chair in front of us, and he had an umbrella, and he just opened it and set it on that side. So he was good to go. But we were just cooked. Because it takes, what the hell? It's like a 20-minute freaking ride.
Absolutely.
Out to the top of that mountain. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. Some of those views where you get to see over top right into the water.
Yes. Oh, yes. My. And the cruise ships and all that. It was... beautiful. It was majestic, as it were. But we went up to the top, and then the first thing we did was the bobsled.
Oh, did you get them to have the old the Jamaican start, Jamaican push or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah. Give them an extra $5 tip, and then send you on your way. You just keep that thing forward
the whole time. And so I had, of course, young B, the trainer, was he was tied to me in the back. And I kept asking him, you good? Ah, go! Oh, man, it was so great just, you know, hitting those turns and those banks and all that stuff. And I think the only thing I hated about it is that it was too damn short.
It's because you went as fast as you could.
It was way too short, and I was like, oh, shit, so... So of course you get to that to the one point where you stop and then they just lift pull you.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, come on.
Now we're sitting again.
Yeah, I thought they were gonna pull us up and then we get to go some more, but nah, yeah. Get out. So we did that. Then we went to the zip line.
Up from on top of the mountain.
Yes. Yes. So the zip line was quite interesting because, of course, you know, I make them short. So, of course, young Beta Trainer was the littlest thing out there. Mm-hmm. And he was a little, what's the best way to put it, concerned. as we go over and we get all harnessed up and he's got his little helmet on and he's like, yeah. Hey, wait.
What are we doing?
what's happening here? What's all this stuff? You know, so then we go down and a couple people go ahead of him. And I keep telling him, like, all right, B, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to go across first. Then you're going to come behind me. So I want to be over there when you come. He's like, all right. So he said, watch a couple more people go. And this one young lady who was just maybe a year or two older than him, she got up in the damn thing and asked to go super fast. So they pulled her back and basically threw her down the damn thing. When he saw that, His eyes got big. He's like, no, wait, Dad, wait. I'm going to go first. You come after me because I want to do that. I was like, all right. If that's what you say, I guess we'll do it. And he got his damn ass up there, and he asked to go super fast. And they pulled him back and pushed him, and he loved it.
Okay, I was waiting for that to go terribly wrong.
No.
And him go, no!
No. He absolutely loved it, and I loved it too. You know, the thing about it, you kind of think it's going to be scary at first. You know, oh, shit, I'm way up here in these mountains. There's, mm-hmm. You know, it's nothing down there but grass and trees and shit. You know, I'm going to die. But then when you get on the thing and you go across, it's just like, oh, man, I wish this was longer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what was it? Five zip lines or five or six or something like that. And the longest one, of course, was the one at the end. And on that one was the only one where he freaked out a little bit because he didn't quite understand what was happening. What they did, the lifeguards or whatever the hell you want to call them, would take two kids across at a time. And they would be, like, in the middle. Mm. So he got hooked up first, and he had to go, you know, down a little bit and then wait while they hooked up the other kid. And then the guard hooked himself, and then all three of them went across. Well, in the meantime, while the other kid and the guard is getting hooked up, B's just hanging there like, what the fuck? What are we doing?
I'm out here.
Yeah.
Get me back.
I can't put my feet down, but I'm not going across. What is happening? So he freaked out a little bit. But by the time I got across, he was, you know, totally fine. So, and then, so this is the part that kind of was some bullshit.
Uh-oh.
So you know, once you're done on the zip line, you get back on the chairlift,
mm-hmm.
to what we thought was go back down. Well, no, because we also had lunch that day, so lunch was back up at the top, yeah. Where the bobsled is.
And that's the halfway point.
Yes. So we had to go all the way down and then just stay on, back around, yeah. And back up. So we were just, I think that ride took a good 30 minutes, mm-hmm. and just all sun, just getting all baked. So it was that 100% sucked ass.
Oh, man.
So we get back up to the top and we have lunch. And then what do you have to do? You got to get back on the fucking thing to go back down. It's like, holy shit.
Did you find all the little hidden gems in that place, though? Like the little infinity pool. Did you enjoy that at all?
No. We saw the slide. Uh-huh. The slide with the... No, we didn't get in that thing.
Yeah.
Because I was about done, and I was like, listen. I just want to get back on it. Since we got to get on this fucking thing again, I just want to get back on this thing. Going back down there, get on the bus, and go over to where we have to go next.
Uh-huh.
Which was the Blue Hole.
The Blue Hole.
The Blue Hole.
The Blue Hole.
Another fantastic adventure. Of course, as you all know, we've discussed this previously. I ain't a fan of water. I just ain't. Ain't my thing. So no, it ain't happening.
So what is the Blue Hole?
The Blue Hole.
For all of our listeners here, because by the way, I have no idea. I'm thinking Blue Hole, that it's probably a puddle that falls into a cavernous cave of wonders.
Pretty accurate right there. No, it's a big, I guess the best way to put it, so it has waterfalls, and it has... a couple of different places you can jump in and you know, swim across and generally enjoy yourself if you're into that type of thing.
You are not.
I am not into that type of thing. So now the funny thing, we all get there on the bus. It's about, I don't know, 15 or 20 of us all on the bus. And we get there. Lifeguard comes on and is like, okay, how many people need life vests? Every fucking hand in there shot up. So many of us needed life vests that they had to go and get extras. You know what I mean?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So again, it's the same deal. We get him all, you know, all done up with his life vest.
He probably ripped the thing off immediately.
Now the chosen one, he just got no fit. He ready to rock. Hey, let's do this. I'm jumping off of everything. Let's go.
Really?
Young B, the trainer's like, wait a second. So I got to jump. Wait, so what? All right, well, hold on. So I'm standing in one place, and then I have to jump and go into this water and then swim. Yeah. You're going to be all right. Your brother's with you. You're going to be good. As we're walking down again, so they take us to the first part. And they let us, like, so this is where you're going to end up here. So we're sitting there and we're watching people jump. This is like a 30-foot fucking, this is like high dive from the Olympics. That people are just, people are just, So we're sitting there looking. I ain't doing that. Not me. I'm going to walk you down here. As far as I can walk you down here, boys. Your insurance is paid up. We're good that way. But I can't go any further.
But you're not collecting on my insurance.
that's all I'm telling you. So we go down and we walk across this one part, and it's just, you know, it's like a, they take you up into stages of jumping. So the first one is like a little 2-foot jump. You jump off, you jump, you go into the water, and you go across, and then you come back around, and then you go up to a little bit higher. I think this one is like 10 or 15 feet or something like that, and you jump off. Now, someone else was taking pictures for us. The chosen one had to jump off that 15-foot one 3 times because she kept missing the pictures, which is actually pretty fucking funny when you sit back and think about
it. That's hilarious. He's like, are you serious? I gotta do it again?
So he kept going around. Now, B, the trainer wanted to also jump off of that one, but that would have meant that I would have had to take him up there. And I wasn't quite sure if once you walk up, if you're in the line, how else can you get that? So, B, you can't do that one. Sorry, but you can't do it. So then we went around to another little jump. They would jump in and then swim down to another part and then walk some. So meanwhile, those of us who wasn't getting in the water, who couldn't swim, they just walked us around so that we can see them do the next thing and so forth. So they came around and then they jumped off of the higher one that we initially saw at the beginning, the 30-foot one. Now the chosen one just, hey, I'm in.
Immediately.
No problem. Be the trainer was like, what? Okay, all right, I'm gonna do it.
That's never a good sign. So when it takes you that long.
So I'm standing at the top and I'm looking down at him. And all the people are running, like, okay, on three, 1, 2, 3. And he goes to running and he's just like, a full off stop right on the edge. Then he just back up a little bit. Oh, and the whole time I'm looking down at him, he's not scared, he's not freaking out or nothing like that. He's his daddy's son. So he's like weighing all the options.
Contemplating. If I don't do this, what's gonna happen?
Yeah, I mean, do I really want to jump off of this thing? Is my brother? My brother's down there waiting for me, because that was also pretty funny. Because he's just down there, just waiting in the water, like, okay, at any point now you come down, right? So they did it again. All right, well, you know, you want to get a running start? Yeah, I'll get a running start. So he backed up. Yeah, the damn thing parted like the Red Sea. Everybody's moving to the side because this little dude's going to do it. So he backs up. You know, he got his little legs. You know, the shorts are extra long because The poor guy's so short. So he backs up and he starts to going and he's got that look. He's got that look. You take a few steps and then he's just like, hey, you know what? Never mind. I don't want to do this jump.
So he didn't do it. I thought for sure it was going to be in the case where they go, well, in Jamaica, once you go up there, you got to do it. And they grab him and throw him over.
So what they did was, instead of doing that one, you can walk down and then do another shorter jump. So he did that and then swam over to his brother. Then they walked down and did a swing. So just like a little two-handle.
Swing to the water?
Little two-handle swing. I got a video of it. I'll show you, my friend. Little two-handle swing where you just swing, let go, and then you're in the water. Both of them did that. Now, I just want to tell you how proud I am of my boys, because they're not chumps like their daddy.
Well, if you would have done that, you would have died. You would have held on to it and just, let go! And you would have come right back.
Just took everybody out like bowling pins.
Except for general population safety, you avoided that.
That's right. That's right. I took care of everyone because it would have been a shit show out there that I got on that thing, let me tell you.
Oh, man.
So then we left out of there and ended up going back to the resort. So it was a pretty full day. Lots and lots of fun. And that was by far the best time we had the entire time down there. So it was good stuff. That's MC did not go with us at all. She chickened out. I'm just like, fuck it. I'm not doing it.
I mean, I saw your royalty post.
My what?
Your royalty post, or her post of royalty.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, what can I say? What can I say? Oh, shit. So that was when we got back. We went to an event called Dîner en Blanc. Or Le Dîner en Blanc. It's some French shit, you know, starting over in France. But basically, it's dinner in white. So everyone wears white. Everything the table decorations, everything is white. It's just, like, that's the thing. The whole premise behind it is that it's a, what's the best way to put it? It's secretive. So you don't know where the hell you're going in the first place, which is freaky as hell to me, you know, like, what the hell?
I mean, be the trainer and you have the same person. Oh, well, wait, let me think about this. What's going on here?
But we had a meeting point to meet the table leader with everyone who's going to be at the table. You bring everything. So you bring your table, you bring your chairs, you bring your food, you bring yourself. Again, everything in white, right? So we meet downtown at the Harbor Place.
Okay.
You know, and it's just a sea of thousands of people in white. You know, people are walking by like, what the fuck's going on? You know, what the hell? Are you guys in a wedding? Is it, you know, what's happening here? You know. So we all meet up and then we all get, you know, lined up and then we walk. And we just walk. You know, again, you still don't know where the hell you're going. You're just walking. We end up at Pier 6 Pavilion, which now is called MeQ Pavilion, by the way, for fun fact, because I did not know that.
Pier 6. Is that by the aquarium?
Yep.
Nice. Very nice.
So this is where the dinner is, and you go in and you set up and you have dinner. And, you know, MC doesn't listen anyway, so I don't have to worry about it, but none of you tell her that it was actually a pretty good time. I didn't think I was going to like it.
He was downplaying it the whole time.
Yeah.
he's trying to get his, oh, I'm going to do this favor for you. Yeah. So next time you got, you know, I did that dinner.
Remember I did that dinner? Huh? Remember I did that walking?
I didn't want to do it, even though I had a great time. But now she knows he had a great time. Can't do that.
Yeah, it was quite fun. You know, once we actually got there and I stopped sweating like crazy, and then the breeze came in off the water and everything, it was actually pretty cool. So I don't know. I guess they do it every year, and
that's really cool.
I'm pretty sure I'm gonna have to do it again next year.
Oh, okay. Dragging, kicking and screaming. Oh,
for fuck's sake.
Just really, really, we gotta do it again.
Really?
Oh. Or, I mean, you can go the exact opposite way and go, look, I know it's not my favorite thing to do. I already booked this for us because you like to do it.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah,
boom, extra brownie points.
There it is.
Even though you want to do it.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens. But that was all in all, it was a pretty good week last week.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah, man. What about you? What you been up to?
Life, man. I don't know. Life.
You got, just got deep right there. You just got existential.
Life. I mean, look, this upcoming weekend's going to be my birthday weekend celebration. Going up to Niagara Falls, man.
Ooh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
Do a nice little drive, and yeah, it's going to be fun stuff.
Which side?
Staying in New York, but got passports.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be bouncing back and forth doing whatever we want.
Good stuff. Good stuff. That's one of those bucket list things.
Oh yeah.
I've always thought about doing too.
Gonna do that. Probably gonna jump on that was it the Maid of the Mist or whatever it is? Yeah, just chug our way right to the falls. Because apparently it takes you forever to fight that current to get there.
See?
Yeah. And then you're there, and then you get back in 30 seconds.
Because of the whoosh. Get whiplash. Ludicrous mode.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I love it, man. I love it. Oh, yeah.
It's all good stuff, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what... really excited. You know, also, we just started the Morning Meltdown 100 program. Mm. Yeah, so that started last week. Now, you know what they always say when new programs come out on BOD? You know.
It's going to be down.
There's going to be some problems. There's going to be some issues. So, since I was going to be in Jamaica, I was smart. I was like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to download.
Pre-download all of it.
I'm going to download the workout so I can make sure I get my workouts in. But apparently, you kind of sort of still need Wi-Fi.
Because it's a validate that you're active. You can't just download and keep it.
Yeah. So you still need Wi-Fi, which had no idea. So the ones that I downloaded didn't work. I tried to do it just using streaming on my phone, and it kept buffering. So I said, all right, screw it. I'm just... forget it. I'm not going to do it. When I get home, I'll double up to get caught up. So that's what I did on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then yesterday and today, it is 7 and 8. So right on schedule with where we should be. And it's a pretty badass program. So it's pretty cool.
Very nice.
It's pretty cool. And the way that it's set up, you know, the workouts are rather short. But I mean, it's my girl Jericho, so you know they're intense, and so it can work if you want to double up and get it done. Instead of doing it over the entire 100 days, you can do it
50
obviously days. Shorter.
I'm gonna do it in one day.
Or yes, if you feel like it. If you have 100 hours in a day, go for it.
And that's what people are always, that's the secret to life. You got to make more time in your day, right? Isn't that a thing?
I believe so.
So, yeah, I'm going to get 100 hours out of my day.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just put that thing on, what is that, 4x speed and be good to go.
Yeah, perfect.
See?
Perfect.
That works, right? That mean I get the same results in 100 days in one?
In one day, hell yeah. Look at my six pack.
No, I'm not talking about my beers.
But yeah, that's a lot of fun. So it's a fun program. It's good to get back into something. It's good to get back into a program where it's something that you're following. We got a big group going and doing it as well. So it's everything's working out quite nice now. So really excited about everything.
That's good.
Really excited. Yeah.
Very good.
But yeah.
I guess this is a nice little touch base.
Yeah, man. Right. Yeah. So we'll go ahead and end that here for episode 15, and then we'll come back at some point a little bit later on this week for episode 16. And
I like that.
You like that?
See, I mean, there's a lot of interesting topics we could have coming up, because I mean, like, take it for instance this weekend. Me and my princess. Wait, how did I word this last time? What was it? Princess Fiance. That's
what it is. Oh, yes. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. Nice.
Princess Fiance and I did a little fundraiser at a brewery. Brewery I didn't even know existed, by the way.
Yeah?
Up there. I'm trying to think exactly where. I think it was on like Taylor Avenue or off of, it's somewhere on that side of Baltimore. Tiny little place.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it opened last December. I mean, this place is so cool. We have like one of those interactive beer tap things and all that. I'm getting past the point of the fact that we went to a fundraiser though.
And yeah.
It was a fundraiser for the suicide prevention, the Walk Out of Darkness thing that's coming up in.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually going to be right by Pier 5 or Pier 6, whatever.
Oh, so, look at that.
We got a lot of topics we can talk about.
It all works together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll definitely dig into that because I'm interested.
Yeah.
For sure. So that'll be a lot of fun to talk about and get the word out about.
Yeah, I mean, that's what is the hashtag is, end the stigma
I'm
talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing you do. You talk about, you really think about it. Mental illnesses, it's probably the number one plagued illness in this nation anyway, because we're so social media oriented.
Oh, 100%. 100%. So
we got some good topics.
Got some things to talk about. I'm interested.
Yeah?
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
That means you all have to come back for future episodes.
Absolutely.
Binge the first 14 if you haven't, and then come back
mm-hmm.
for future episodes. All right, how's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right.
I'm glad you made it back from Jamaica.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to. Again, I'm going to apply for citizenship, and we'll see what happens.
Your U.S. citizenship? What?
Shh, man. Damn it, man.
You know, we're in the office right now. You can't say any stuff like
what
this.
What the hell, bro? Get me thrown right out of here. All right. Say goodnight, Shrek.
Goodnight, Shrek.
Good night, everyone.